This is Dave Fleming. Welcome to day 10 of the Seeker's Challenge. Well, this week we are exploring the second element of the Seeker's Challenge. We know the first is lose our way, for what is there to seek without something being lost? But then, as we lose our way, we find our guides. And yesterday we considered developing the spirit of expectancy. When the seeker is expectant, the guide will arrive. Well, what is a guide? What is a guide? Well, to help us think a bit about this today, I'd like to lead you through a meditation. Take a deep breath. Find your breathing rhythm right now. Breathing in and breathing out. And in this meditation, I'd like you to simply and gently move from different seasons and times of your life to the next. Perhaps thinking first about your childhood and who might have been a spiritual guide to you in your childhood. Or what might have provided you guidance? What comes to mind as you think of your childhood and your early adolescent years and your early adult years? Do people come to mind? Do books come to mind? Does a particular circumstance? Did you have a pet? Were you drawn to nature? Could any and all of those things have been guides to you, even without you fully knowing it or appreciating it? Now, moving through the decades of your life, breathing in, breathing out, who or what emerges that now, as you look back, you see as a guide? Someone who was providing you insight and energy to continue your spiritual search. As you see faces or objects or situations, smile. Be grateful. Be grateful for the guides of the past. Breathing in, I give thanks. Breathing out for those who have guided me. Breathing in, I give thanks. Breathing out, for whatever form that guide has appeared to me in. Perhaps you can see guides come in many forms. guides come in many forms. The question to ponder in our Seeker's Challenge today is this: what form or forms do my guides appear to me? How do my guides appear to me? I want you to consider that each of us have some dominant preferences when it comes to guides. I like guides who are dead and wrote something impactful that I read hundreds of years or decades later and it catches me and I think, wow, wow, what a powerful, powerful insight. I appreciate the guidance of a close friend who listens to me non-judgmentally, but yet challenges me to keep searching and keep walking and keep touching that deeper place of transcendence and transformation. What about you? I know some who don't really find a lot of guidance in books or in conversations, but immediately feel connected to a deeper sense of their spirituality and the next steps in that spirituality by being in nature, by contemplating nature, by standing at the edge of the ocean or on a mountaintop, or simply to gaze at a tree or birds flying above. And there's deep guidance, a deep sense of insight and energy that comes from that experience. I know others who love to journal their situations and their circumstances and tie them together and notice the themes and the patterns. And out of that emerges a message that's important for that person, for that moment, whatever they might be going through, wherever they are in their spirituality. I know some who derive immense guidance from animals and have a connection to animals, touch transcendence when they're with animals, and animals seem drawn to them. We, I believe, on the seeker's path of spirituality, have preferences when it comes to guides. What is your preference? What kind of guide speaks so clearly to you with great resonance? Today, I want to encourage you in two ways. First, find those guides that resonate with you. Is it a friend? Is it a mentor? Is it someone who you believe is much further and deeper into the path and the wisdom that they provide you in some way energizes you to continue? Is it an animal? Is it animals? Is it the way in which you interact with other creatures? Is it situations? Is it circumstances? Is it simply being in nature? What is that for you? Because when you know your preference for guides, you can lean with expectancy to be watching with open anticipation to how those guides might provide you the insights and energy you need. And then the second way I want to encourage you today is step out of your preference and try a different form of guide and guidance. maybe it would be good for you to read something if that's not your preference. And to think of a person, living or dead, actually speaking to you as a guide in their words. Maybe you love to read poetry. Maybe it would be good for you to read nonfiction or fiction and see how that could guide you. Maybe you love to be out in nature, but it would be good for you to spend some time journaling to see what guidance might come as you put words down on a page. Guides, in some ways, resonate because there are preference. We go to certain types of guides. But there are also other types of guides who are not our preference, but have so much to reveal to us. Embrace the guides you prefer, but in the days ahead, step out and listen for guides who you would not naturally reach for, but have something important to say to you about your spirituality, your sense of transcendence, your need for transformation. Be open, be expectant. Where will your guide come from, and in what form will it appear?